broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, it's overlooking Oahu's South Shore, the Golf Club, live at the Pearl Country Club. It's a beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous. Cool. Temperatures are lovely. A little bit of a breeze coming at us. Yesterday, the wind picked up. It's the Hawaii Pearl Open, and this is the Golf Club. Saturday, February 11th, in the clubhouse, Karen Kraus, golf writer, New York Times, Tom Priest, Cobra Golf Vice President of Research and Development, Stephanie Reed, Director of Public Relations at St. Regis Princeville, and Guy Yamamoto, Head Professional, Pearl Country Club, U.S. Amateur, Publink Champion. We'll talk about that. But first, the sponsors who make the Golf Club possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
It's a fabulous weekend. Absolutely. The LPGA getting underway, their season opener, Royal Melbourne in Australia. We have the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association getting its season underway right here on Oahu. We have basically the Hawaii golf season getting underway because the Hawaii Pearl Open starts the season in Hawaii. It's the first big event. I know we can play 365 days a year, but this is the beginning of the golf season in the islands. This is also the beginning of Tiger Woods playing on the PGA Tour, his first event. And Tiger had an interesting round yesterday, but before we talk much about that, and we'll do that later in the show, first, I'd like you to hear what Tiger said about the aging and recovery process.
The more we age, the less, the more time we need to heal. So let's, you know, try not to get hurt.
Let's try not to get hurt. I love that. You know, I mean, it does take longer the older we get. And yesterday he had one of those interesting rounds at Monterey Peninsula Country Club. It was a nice start to the day. It was kind of, the weather was lovely, kind of like here at Pearl Country Club. The beginning of the day was fabulous. And then in Monterey, the rain came down and everything got kind of funky and ugly and the greens got weird. Kind of what happened here at the Hawaii Pearl Open, where the wind picked up, the winds got fast, and everything just fell apart for a lot of players. It was a very tough day. But so for Tiger, he was at the Monterey Peninsula Country Club, par 4, 8th hole. His drive lands in a fairway divot. So on his second shot, he hits down. He hits hard, and he hurt himself. He tweaked his wrist.
Yeah, it hurt like hell when I did it. Just that one shot, once I popped it back in, it was good. It was just a joint, and no big deal. The problem is I was in a divot. So I was in a divot on an uphill slope, and the ground's baked out right there. So, you know, tough combo.
I love how he said, it was just a joint. I just popped it back in, and after that, it was no big deal. Well, that's always easy to say, you know, and it'll be interesting to see how he plays his round today. Welcome to the show, Guy Yamamoto. I'm just so thrilled to have you with me this morning for at least a part of the show. I know you have so much to do. You've been running around getting ready. Good morning. It's good to have you on the show. Let me see if I've got the mic set up right for you. Is that correct now?
Here we go.
There we go. All right.
Good morning.
It is absolutely beautiful this morning. From what I understand, though, yesterday afternoon, not so much. Tell us what happened.
The winds picked up and dried out the greens, and so we got a little testy conditions for putting.
Testy conditions?
As most golfers would attest, instead of having maybe a tap-in, they ended up with a little knee knocker at about 3 feet instead. And so some people made them, and some people didn't.
Now, what kind of greens are we playing on here?
We have Bermuda greens here.
Bermuda greens. We're going to talk a little bit later. Tiger talks a lot about the greens that he's playing on, and that he moved to Florida so that he could get to know the Bermuda grass, the grain, learn to read the grain.
In Hawaii, I think prior to the event of Castellum Green, most golf courses had some type of Bermuda, and consequently, we all grew up playing Bermuda and learning about the grain and following the sun, looking at the cup and seeing where the grass grows kind of thing. And I remember playing, the first time I ever played on bent on the mainland, I'd wait for that little break for the at the last foot, and it'd go straight. I'm like, geez, what happened, you know? So I guess it's either or. You either grow up with it or you learn to love it, you know?
It's kind of like guys who grow up in Hilo, and they play at the Hilo Muni, which has no bunkers, right?
Correct.
I mean, a golf course with no bunkers, does that make any sense?
Well, in Hilo, I guess they'd become casual water hazards instead of sand bunkers. But I remember playing in the Governor's Cup, and the match in front of us was David Ishii and Lance Taketa. Lance was still an amateur at that time, and we saw Lance in the bunker. We're like, oh, you know, because Lance being from Hilo.
Never get out of it.
And, you know, and he hit a shot, and it looked like it came on, and we're like, oh, he got out, you know. And then all of a sudden, we see him hit another shot, and we're like, what's going on? And their match had just ended, and David was giving Lance some lessons out of the bunker.
You know, David's from Kauai, where right. They have lots of bunkers.
Yeah, that, I'm also from Kauai, so we all grew up learning to love sand.
Learning to love sand. I just love that. Okay. So in the lead right now, we have Norihiko Furusho. He is from Japan. He's been on the Japan Golf Tour, on the Challenge Tour as well for a long time. This is his sixth Pearl Open appearance. And I like how he said. He said that he played safe, just keeping the ball on the fairways and hitting those greens.
Sounds like a good game plan.
No, what does he mean? Okay, it sounds like a good game plan. So, in other words, what he was saying is he wasn't going for...
Perhaps, like, on maybe the shorter holes, like 7, maybe he didn't take out a driver. Maybe hit a hybrid or an iron laid up and maybe to a strong distance.
Okay.
And hit a wedge or maybe 9 iron in there.
He didn't play target golf.
No.
No. That's pretty much the idea here at Pearl Country Club. You can play this course. It is a beautiful course. It sits right above Pearl Harbor, just beautifully situated. So you're above the harbor, and it goes, do you have walking? Can we walk this course?
You can walk for twilight in the afternoon, usually about 3:30, and in the summer months, you can play, you can start probably about 4:30 and get 9 holes in.
There you go. Yeah, and it's a challenge, isn't it?
It is a tough walking course. Some of the terraces, you know, the golf course is situated on a slope, so when moving from like the 8th hole to the 9th tee, there's a slight incline.
You're going uphill.
And on 9, you go down and back up, so you'll get a good cardiovascular type 9-hole exercise.
I recommend it. If you come to Hawaii, if you're in Hawaii, if you're on Oahu, if you haven't played Pearl Country Club, in addition to a fabulous pro shop, really well-stocked, downstairs, great food, and absolutely fabulous golf. Just, you got to come.
Oh, thank you. Keith, you know, our pro shop does a good job, so it keeps you...
He does. I was shopping.
Nicely dressed.
I was shopping. That's something that I saw Paula Creamer sunglasses in there. I thought I might get a pair. They're very nice. Speaking of women, of course, the LPGA getting underway... Royal Melbourne, yes, they're playing the composite course like they did during the President's Cup. We have quite a number of girls, women, playing in this event. Mari Chun, Brittany Fan, Allison Corpuz, Emmy Koga, in various stages, most amateurs. Mari's a professional. We also have, from Japan, Mina Nakayama. She's playing here. We've had a number of Japan golf professionals come to Hawaii to play this event.
In the past, Sakura Yokomine played, and I think that year was the year that Michelle hurt her wrist. and prior to the tournament, so that was supposed to be like a featured pairing.
Michelle was going to play.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out, but... Miss Giacomini is doing quite well on the ladies tour in Japan, and I think Miss Nakayama is a University of Washington graduate, or played some college golf there.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
good. So we've got. It's good to see the girls.
Yeah.
The girls playing. Good playing. When did we start letting the girls in?
I think Michelle was what, 15?
15. How long ago was that?
So,
let's not even think about that. I'm glad you opened it up to girls, allowing the girls to, because I think women, when they get a chance to play in conditions that are set up for the men, they get to challenge themselves. And as I said last week, the most important thing you can do is challenge yourself against really tough conditions. See what your game is like. See how you'll hold up under those conditions. Some of the names you may recognize at the top of the leaderboard is also Nick Mason. And Nick has been going for this win for 4 years. This is his fourth, and he's always so close.
He's always a great competitor. And I guess courses for horses, it fits his game, fits his eye. So it's always nice to see him play well here.
Yeah, it is. I really like this young man. He's down to earth. He's been playing golf for a long time. He has a very, very intense support. Yeah, his mom is great. It's just nice to see. John Oda is tied for ninth. We have Rudy Caballar, Nick Taylor, Parker McLaughlin is playing. Andrew Feldman from Oahu Country Club is out there. Casey Nakama from Olomana is playing. Sky Inokoshi, he's I think a senior now, graduated out of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. He played at the Asia Pacific Cup on the Big Island, and I believe he's going to college. They're all getting so. I was following him since he was 7 years old. Okay. Kevin Hayashi, Ed Tischler. It's a great mix with Jesse Mueller, Joe P., Jeff Berry, Matt Ma, Matt Pakala, rather, Ichiro Kiyama. Tell us, who founded this event and why?
Our golf tournament started, this is our 34th anniversary, and our company founder, Mr. Honda, had a vision of bringing golfers from Hawaii and the mainland together here at Pearl Country Club to play and meet their counterparts from Japan. And I think at that time there was no President's Cup or no international competition outside the Ryder Cup, so that allowed for bonding and exchanging of ideas and kind of a world summit thing
in
golf. Yeah, so, in the Pacific especially.
Yeah. It was about 1975 or 76?
They purchased the course back in 75, I believe, and this golf tournament started in 79.
That's Choichiro Honda, the founder of the Honda Motor Company.
Correct.
All right. We'll be back. We're at the Hawaii Pearl Open, and this is the Pearl Country Club. It's absolutely fabulous. You need to come out. We have a great deals in the pro shop. 40% off in the pro shop.
We've got a little tent sale going on right after the show gets done in our location.
Right here? I'll have to clear out fast then, won't I? And tomorrow is demo day.
Correct.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store, if you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
As you're listening to all this competition that we're talking about, you know, you want to go play. Okay, so Ko'olina has a 2 o'clock, and the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, Guy, I can't get used to saying that. You know, it used to be Luana Hills. It's the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. There's an 8:10 and 11:20. McKenna has an 8:40, 9:50, 10:20, and the fiddle group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. That's all I do when I go play. I'll just fiddle around on the course. You know, what else are you going to do? Just do the best you can. Hapuna, a gorgeous place to play on the Big Island, but you could go to Volcano and really chill. It's 46 degrees, and there's a 10:06, a 10:24, and an 11 o'clock. And at Poipu, the coffee group, the OJ group, wait a second. They have an OJ group and a coffee group? I love it. Okay, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And there's a 9:50, 11:20, and a 12:50 if you'd like to go out and try your best at your game. This is great. Okay, we're at the 34th Hawaii Pearl Open. It is the Pearl Country Club. It is round one. And, all right, at the top of the leaderboard, I mentioned that 37-year-old Norihiko Furusho is leading. Okay, tied for the lead. There is the man who's also leading. We need to feature him as well. He's special. Hiroyuki Naito. He's 35. He's from Hokkaido, Japan. He is a golf writer and a blogger, and he's been playing this event for the last 12 years and telling everybody about it. In his blogs, he will now be able to write about having an eagle, 6 birdies, 3 bogeys, in some pretty tough conditions yesterday.
Mr. Naito played in the afternoon, so he got the tougher of the draw. He played right when the wind picked up and the greens got a little fast, so had a very nice round. 67 in the afternoon was excellent. In fact, I saw him tee off on 7 on the short downhill hole, and he drove the green and had a eagle putt and just missed. So he almost had 2 eagles yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he drove the green. He was playing aggressive while Furusho was playing safe.
Correct.
Interesting. Do you think that's because maybe Mr. Naito had a more comfortable? He's been here 12 years.
That and that, I believe, was his second night of the day. So he had started on the 10th hole, probably a little more comfortable, knowing his game for the day. He probably was driving the ball well, obviously, and took it right onto the green.
Just took it onto the green. Now, the greens were, did they dry out? Tell us how that, what happens with the greens.
You know, I think when the wind blows, things on any golf course get drier, the conditions get faster, and sometimes people don't make a good adjustment for it, maybe, or some do, and consequently, the putt that would have been a foot maybe turns into a foot and a half,
uh-huh,
kind of thing, and makes for a little exciting golf.
The challenges that come, that's something that Tiger was talking about. He was asked if he makes adjustments to his game when he comes from the Bermuda grass or a grass, let's say, where he was playing on in the Middle East. He comes to here, or let's say plays the Bermuda greens here, but he plays the pole greens in California. Does he adjust his game to does he change his equipment? That was one of the questions that was asked of him. I think if we think we've got the answer to that question. Greg, could you give us that from Tiger Woods when he talks about making adjustments?
I've never been a fan of it. I think I've had, you know, my share of success on Poa greens. Just the fact that I grew up on it. I know early in my career, I didn't have a lot of success on Bermuda greens because I hadn't played them enough.
one of the reasons why I moved to Florida to get accustomed to playing Bermuda each and every day and see green and play green. But come out here and popping it, it's like second nature. My stroke does change. I don't want it to change, but it does. It reverts back to how it was when I was a kid and how I putt, and it's worked out. Okay. But as far as equipment changes, no, I don't change anything.
So, but he reverts back to the way he putted when he was a kid, even though he doesn't want to.
I believe it's just maybe the mind, you know, it's not a conscious thing he's thinking about, and it just kind of evolves back to a comfort zone.
It's a reaction.
When crunch time things get tight, you tend to go with what you know.
Exactly. And it's interesting because when you make a swing change, it's difficult to take it from the range where you're working on it, working on it, working on it. And all of a sudden you find yourself in less than comfortable conditions, whatever's happening, whether it's pressure or the... wind or the rain or whatever, and bam, you go right back to something that you're familiar with, what you've been doing, and then you get crossed up with what you're practicing and what you used to be doing.
Correct.
And
when you practice on the range, you can groove it because you're hitting balls over and over and over and get in a groove, and when you go on the golf course, you get challenged with different conditions or a different type of wind, perhaps, or your stance might be a little hilly, and things change, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Things change. Now, Mr. Naito, didn't he have a not only the almost two eagles, he had an eagle, six birdies and three bogeys. Did you tell me he had a hole-in-one?
Last year? During the practice round, he had a hole-in-one. And so it was quite exciting, and we have a board that has their names up in a little engraved plaque, and... So we put that up for him,
yeah.
And I sent him the newspaper article. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
So he was, when he came this year, he was quite happy. He said, "Oh, thank you very much." And you know that got his year off to a good start last year. He said,
"I'd love to see the blogs and the writing that he does. It would just be fun to watch." I guess he goes around the world. Two strokes back, Furusho and Naito is Jaiho Kim. He's a member of the Korean Tour. From Busan, Korea. He's been living, he's been training here in Hawaii. This is the eighth year for him as a pro. This is his first pro open. There's also someone, a very illustrious player from the Asia, from the Japan Tour, I believe it is, who is tied for fifth. Keichiro Fukubori.
Mr. Fukubori is a former Japan Open champion, so a major winner on the Japanese Tour. You know, he's been coming as often as he can. He, you know, loves to come to Hawaii. And I think now he's about in his early 40s, and he's not a spokesperson, but a representative for his golf tour.
Oh.
So he has
other responsibilities?
Yeah, administrative duties, I guess, that come along with that title. And so he can't come as often, but when he's here, you know.
Everybody watch out.
He's quite, you know, a very nice man, and we're always happy to see him.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Plus, he's won, and in a major way. So he knows how to groove that. I want to talk to you about winning as well, since you are a U.S. Public Links, amateur of USAM Public Links winner. It was, you know, a while ago. Don't bring that up. You always do, you know, Guy Yamamoto.
Oh, well. I think a lot of the kids playing in the tournament weren't even born.
Yeah, well, let's not even bring that up. Let's bring Karen Kraus, New York Times writer. She's over at Pebble Beach right now and enjoying, I don't know how she does it. She runs from one course to another, and I met Karen when I was at the Humana Challenge. Three courses are being played, and you're running from one course to another. Here again, three courses are being played. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you. Well, luckily, Tiger is playing on Pebble Beach today, so that's where the press room is. But it's been kind of crazy the last 2 days with him starting out at Spyglass and then playing at Monterey Peninsula. And by the way, We had a Hawaii-like day here on Thursday, and then yesterday afternoon it turned typical Monterey Peninsula weather, cold, rainy, misty rain, and that's what we're facing today. So I don't expect the scores to be too low today.
Did you see Tiger yesterday when he went into that divot? Were you nearby?
I was not nearby. I made a conscious decision yesterday to follow Dustin Johnson, so a guy that's won on this course twice, won this tournament twice, and who, as many people probably still remember, had the U.S. Open here in 2010 in his back pocket and let it slip away in pretty miserable fashion. So I was not part of the Tiger crowd yesterday.
Well, yeah, we're in good company with Dustin Johnson. How's he playing? How comfortable is he?
Well, it's interesting because, of course, he's coming off the knee surgery, and he looks fine physically. He also looks like he's striking the ball well, but he really isn't playing well around the greens. And I guess if you think about it, that makes sense, that that's the last part of your game that's going to come around, because that's what you're going to spend the most time in your off season working on, I would think. And he really had a very truncated off season because of the surgery. So pitching, not so good, and putting, he had 2-3 putts yesterday from inside 20 feet, and he's 2 over so far today. I actually thought he was going to be our 54-hole leader by the end of the day, but Charlie Wee, God bless him, he's hanging in there. He's a 1 under today, so he's trying to pull a Bryce Mulder and, you know, win his first tournament after 162 starts, so...
Yeah, you think he's intimidated by the name? Someone brought that up, you know, that the Tiger, the Phil, just the competition
he
out
has
there.
He has Vijay, Tiger, and Phil, and Padraig Harrington lurking, all major winners, so sure. But, you know, I think that's, as all of us of a certain age can relate to, that's sort of one of the benefits of age, is that you lose that intimidation factor, become more comfortable in your own shoes. And I think that's where Charlie's at right now, that he's not a, you know, young, green, 20-something player. He's been around a few blocks. He's had his share of adversity and hardships, and he sounded yesterday like someone who's very much at peace with his path, who he is, where he's at right now. I would be surprised if he comes plummeting down the leaderboard, but then again, after the last 2 weeks on the PGA Tour, I am prepared for anything. I would not have thought that, you know, no lead was safe the way it's played out in San Diego and then in Phoenix.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing to watch. Guy's nodding his head. You know, we just blew our minds going, what?
Was there...
I'm sorry, we just lost you, Karen. Did we lose Karen completely? I think, did she drop off? No, it's just a bad signal.
Can you hear me?
Now we got you back. What were you saying, my dear?
Kyle Stanley's victory last week was the stuff of you know, Disney movies. I just can't imagine coming back so quickly from such a disappointing collapse and making it to the summit, you know, after such a dispiriting fall. It was really fun to watch and to chronicle.
Absolutely. It was fabulous. And then just the whole mood, you know, he was in tears for both experiences. And
I know,
but isn't that perfect? I mean, you know?
It was perfect. And the funny thing is if you watch him on the course, he's the most stoic individual you'll ever see. And he was asked about it in La Jolla during the first three rounds as he was building this lead, this seemingly insurmountable lead. And he said, well, you know, I kind of internalized everything. Well, everything came out after that final round collapse and after his final round comeback. So maybe he's not such a stoic. He's a stoic player, but not a stoic person.
Exactly. I mean, well, he knows how to contain it. I was watching a Vision 54 clip where it talked about, and I think, Guy, if you have any thoughts on any of this, just jump in. Pia Nielsen was talking about how you've got to take a break in between, like a little vacation between shots, kind of go someplace else instead of, and he seems to have a place to go to in his mind during,
right,
when he's on that course. He's definitely, wherever it is, I watch him walk, and he's just, he's in control. And,
right.
But when you come to that climax, whatever it is, whether it's losing or winning, and in the way he lost in such unbelievable fashion, that you're going to, at that moment, that's like, okay, I'm gonna have a cigarette. I'm gonna cry.
He had quite a few cigarettes that round. That was crazy. I actually wanted to follow him around, not to track how many putts he took or how many greens he hit in regulation, but how many cigarettes he went through. But Pia and Lynn are great. You'll see a lot of their players actually singing songs between shots. That's what they do to take themselves out of the competitive realm. And you, when you think about it, there's a lesson there for all of us that between, you know, in moments of stress, to find your so-called happy place and just almost have an out-of-body experience where you can regain that calm. But it reminds me of something. I once did a feature on Hank Keeney, who had ADD very bad, and I asked him, how on earth can you play a five-hour round of golf if you have attention deficit disorder? And he said, oh, it's actually very easy. I hit a shot, and then I look at the birds and the fish, and then I hit another shot, and then I let my mind wander and look at the birds and the fish and all the nature around me. And that's exactly what Lynn and Pia are preaching.
Yes. Karen Krause, you're going to be on the show again, okay?
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.
This has been a blast. New York Times golf writer Karen Krause, you can find her. Go to New York Times, go to sports, and go to golf, and there you'll find her stories. Great writer. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Aloha.
Bye.
We're here at this beautiful 34th Hawaii Pearl Open, and I get to sit with Guy Yamamoto, who's about to leave me because there's another, you know, this is broadcast mecca right now. Other activities to take care of. Will you be back?
Yes, absolutely.
Any thoughts that you had while we were talking about these various things?
Well, I think if you have time to come out and watch the tournament, no admission, great golf, great golfers playing from both sides of the Pacific.
Oh, you have to come. You'll learn more. That's what I discovered when I was following the professionals, following the amateurs, because when you talk about amateurs, these aren't amateurs. These are like really good players who just don't do it for a living. They could if they wanted to, if they wanted to take themselves into the traveling on the road, which is a very difficult life. If you want to have a family, but you love golf, you are an amateur. And that's
definitely some of the golfers here are career amateurs, I guess is a good term for it.
That's one. That's it.
And, you know, in the spirit of Bobby Jones, so to speak, and they're very good golfers. Some of them were college stars. Brandon Kopp, you know, WAC champion.
And he's right here. He's playing.
He's playing. I think he's the former low amateur winner of our tournament and winner of various tournaments throughout Hawaii.
He's a Governor's Cup perennial. He's always going to be on the Governor's Cup and on the amateur team until he's in his 60s and 70s. I'm convinced of it. And he's going to watch all these young kids come through the Governor's Cup over and over again. Come to the Hawaii Pearl Open, the 34th Hawaii Pearl Open. There's a special tent sale. There's 40% off Pro Shop. Come and do some shopping, ladies and gentlemen. Very nice. Very nice pro shop. Lots of goodies. The course is in excellent condition. The weather is beautiful, and the food is delicious. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. So I was sitting in my office feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation? Pacific Rim Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Tomorrow is demo day at Pearl Country Club. We're at the 34th Hawaii Pearl Open. Really a wonderful, wonderful event. You need to come out because it's such an international flavor. And we've got, of course, the 40% off, everything in the pro shop. You have the tent sale. There's a wonderful restaurant downstairs. If you're hungry, you can always eat. So you're never too far away from something good to have. And then you can stroll and watch this beautiful golf course. Take a walk in the park. That's what it's like. Beautiful experience. And a lot of people playing some great golf. We've also got the demo day. That's tomorrow. And a lot of product being launched after the PGA show in Orlando. It's one of the controversies that came up. And it's not really, I mean, we've heard this story from Tiger Woods. Tiger doesn't like the belly putter, never has, never will. But he was asked the question during the Q&A part of the, you know, before the tournament begins with the media. And he was asked what he thinks of the anchored putter. And this was his answer.
I've never been a fan of it. I believe it's the art of controlling the body and club and swinging. The pendulum motion, I believe that's how it should be played. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to that. I've talked to Peter about this, Peter Dawson, for a number of years and gone back and forth of how we could word it. My idea was to have it so that the putter that the putter would be equal to or less than the shortest club in your bag. And I think that would be able to get away from any type of belly anchoring. You can still anchor the putter like Bernard Langer did, you know, against the forearm. But still, that's still the art of swinging the club too at the same time. But I think you can get away from the belly or the long putter by that type of wording, whether or not they do it or not. And Peter's looked into it for a number of years trying to get it to work. And do you actually measure everybody's sand wedge and putter before you go out and play?
That's where I find it. That'll be interesting. The challenge is measuring everybody's club, you know? I'm not sure that'll work. But I understand exactly what he means. I don't like anchoring anything against the body. What he said about Bernard Langer using it, his arm, is a part of the swinging motion. So the arm still becomes a factor that you can go wrong with. And that's what it's all about. You know, not having something like it's kind of like cheating. But the question is it too late to make a change? Of all these people who've won with the belly putter, long putter, whatever putter you call it. Is it too late to change after all these years of letting it go? Tom Priest, Copra Golf Vice President of Research and Development, is joining us on the show with Demo Day tomorrow and the launch of all kinds of great equipment, the AMP driver, the AMP iron, the Baffler hybrids. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts on the long putter?
Well, as one who uses the belly putter myself, I'm yeah. fully in support of them. I need all the help I can get.
Do you anchor it, or do you just use a long putter?
No, I anchor it in the belly.
You do. You're the total belly putter guy.
I am. I get the yip, so it helps me.
Oh, well, see, that's, you know, you'd need a medical, what is that? Exemption. The question then I have is, what do you think of having two different laws, rules? One for the professional who plays on a tour, and one for the... Do you consider yourself a recreational player, sir?
I do. I am a recreational. I'm a single-digit handicapper, and I think it's an interesting question. The one thing for me, I think the allure of golf is that on any given day, you have this fantasy that you can go out and put 65 of your best shots together and play, you know, like on the same level as the pros. And if you do that with equipment that's non-conforming, it kind of puts an asterisk next to your round, you know?
Aha. That's a good point. Yeah, I see. I see the problem there. Yeah. Well, I guess you could always put the, you know, under the asterisk, I played with all the rules that the professionals play, but then that would take your belly putter out. Well, we've got a problem there. Okay, that's for the USGA and the RNA. They'll talk about that for the next, 10 years?
Exactly. They sure will.
Well, I think it's interesting how the club manufacturers have dealt with the various decisions from the USGA and the RNA and whoever else is going to weigh in on what should and shouldn't happen with the drivers and the irons and the clubs in general. But you've nevertheless taken that challenge on, and you're getting more and more distance for us with what I consider... I don't understand it, okay, frankly. Okay, I'm going to be straight up with you, all right? I don't want to pretend like I'm some equipment guru, because I'm not, but I'm an equipment user, and I want to know about it. So first of all, tell me what AMP stands for and the AMP driver.
Well, AMP stands for Advanced Material Placement. Sounds technical, but it's really all about moving weight around strategically in the golf club to optimize launch conditions, to get you as much distance as possible on those off-center hits, and that's really, you know, where the USGA comes in. The USGA does limit what we can do in a golf club on center hits, but where we've always been well-known on the Cobra side is delivering golf clubs that increase distance on off-center hits. So for most golfers that aren't hitting the club in the center of the club face, you know, every time, we're delivering more distance on those off-center hits.
Oh, boy, that's most of us, isn't it? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, hitting the sweet spot is like, you know, a dream that we have every time. You have something called the E9 face technology. Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's it's kind of interesting. We actually looked at thousands of golf shots amongst amateur golfers, and we looked at where golfers miss the center of the club face most often. We captured that data with launch monitors. And you would think that golfers, when they miss the center of the club face, miss from the heel side out to the toe side, you know, kind of horizontally. But what we learned was they actually miss in an elliptical pattern, and it's anywhere from the low heel up to the high toe. And if you look at all of these thousands of shots that we capture, it actually creates this elliptical pattern around the sweet spot. So we call it E9 face technology because it kind of builds on what Cobra had before with hotter 9 points, getting the ball speed as hot as possible on the 9 points around the club face. So we actually designed the driver in this elliptical pattern. So the toe of the driver is higher than standard. And if you look at the face, it actually kind of looks elliptical. And so it's kind of like an elliptical hotter 9 points. It's raising the ball speed or increasing distance in that area where golfers miss the center of the club face most often.
Interesting. So I think that's the part that I love, that you actually figured out where we missed, and then you made adjustments to the head to accommodate our misses.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how. Okay, this club head is also adjustable. You have adjustable flight technology. That's something
That's
else.
Right.
You know, it sounds really like I'm about to take off on a jet. Tell me about adjustable flight technology.
Well, that was one of the nice rules that the USGA passed a few years ago, which is enabling golf clubs to be adjustable as long as you can use a tool and you don't adjust it during the round. And Cobra was actually first to market with an adjustable driver back with the L5V several years ago, and now other manufacturers have followed suit. But basically, the shaft is mechanically fastened to the head rather than fastened with glue, so you can actually use a torque wrench, unscrew the shaft, and rotate it. And as you do that, you can change the face angle of the driver. So the driver is delivered in the neutral position, meaning the face is square, you know, pointing exactly downrange. But you can also open it up by 2 degrees or close it by 2 degrees. So if you tend to suffer from a slice, like a lot of people do, you can shut the club face 2 degrees closed, which will help promote a little bit more draw spin. Or if you tend to suffer from the hooks, you can open it up 2 degrees and create a little bit more left to right spin.
Interesting. You would recommend, I imagine, that you get together with a professional to help you figure all this out before you actually make adjustments?
Absolutely. I mean, it's very easy to do, but we always recommend getting fit with a golf professional. And this adjustability for us, it's not really about, course conditions or anything. It's really another variable in the fitting process. So when you go out and get fit, your golf professional will fit you for loft, shaft flex, shaft length, lie angle, that kind of stuff. And then this will be a final sort of fitting process, whether you need it neutral, open, or closed.
Yeah. And then for those people who are really, as we say in Hawaii, akamai, what they're doing, they're very knowledgeable, they know their game, and they also know how to work the club and make changes, then you could maybe even adjust to the course that you're going to be playing at that day.
You can. I mean, if you're going to play a course that has a lot of, dog leg rights, then you could open up the club face. But typically, you're going to have to hit all kinds of shots on the golf course, so it's more about adjusting the golf club to fit your swing.
Got it. Okay. And once you start playing, you can't make changes. Otherwise, there'll be an asterisk on that, how good you shot that day, right?
That's right. You cannot adjust it during the round, but you can adjust it between rounds.
Okay, great. The shaft that you're using on the AMP driver, is it special?
It is. It's a RIP shaft from Aldila. Aldila is one of the well-known brands in golf on the shaft side. But it's also a speed-tuned shaft. And so we have different shafts that are tuned for players' swing speeds. So if you know your swing speed, let's say it's 100 miles an hour, we call that an F speed. Or if you swing more slowly, we might call that a moderate speed. So all the information is right on the shaft. It's very easy to figure out which one's for you. But yeah, it is a shaft that's actually tuned to the head and optimized for a given swing speed.
And is Ricky Fowler using this club this week?
He is. We started working with Ricky at the end of last year, and it was very exciting for us. He's been a part of Puma Golf for quite a while, and he made the switch to Cobra just recently. And so he got into the driver right away. He loves the driver, and we actually made a special set of prototype irons for him, which he's playing now as well. And he's also playing the AMP 3-wood. So he says it was a pretty easy transition to come over to Cobra, and we're happy he's happy with his equipment.
Some of these guys are really into doing their own tweaking, and they want to be hands-on. Is he a hands-on kind of guy with his equipment?
I would say yes. He's very knowledgeable of equipment, and he was very particular about his irons, exactly, the sole width, the blade, how it looked at address, the offset. He was very particular about that kind of stuff. So he essentially worked with us to handcraft his own set of irons.
When professionals get too much into tinkering, do you notice that they should just stop already?
I think it depends on the professional, and really they're not that much different than any of us. They're looking for more distance, they're looking for more forgiveness, even though their games are at a different level than ours. So they're looking for the best equipment they can find for their particular game. But yeah, some of them can be head cases at times, and some are easier to work with than others for sure. But they're all good guys.
Yeah, at some point you got to say, you could be hurting yourself a little bit more here.
Right.
Now, speaking of looking for something that works really good for you, these Baffler hybrids are interesting.
Yes, we're really excited about it. Baffler has always been synonymous with easy to hit for Cobra, and it was actually the original hybrid launched as a utility wood back in the 70s. And back then it was a little persimmon six-wood, essentially six-wood loft, with a big brass sole plate and a couple of big rails on the bottom of it with a lot of bounce on the leading edge. And Tom Crow, the founder of the company, would put golf balls on cart paths and demonstrate how easy it was to hit off the cart path so you could hit any lie. And so this new baffler, we call it the Baffler T-Rail, and T stands for tungsten. And we actually use tungsten, which is a heavier material than steel, in the rails. And that lowers the center of gravity, moves it further back, and helps get the ball up in the air really easily. So we have a Baffler T-Rail Hybrid and a Baffler T-Rail Fairway Wood. And both products are super easy to hit. And we have a lot of different lofts. So replacements for your 2-iron all the way to iron in the set, if you'd like. And then in the fairway woods, we have a strong 3-wood, 13 degrees. We also have a 3-wood, a 5-wood, and a 7-wood.
Fabulous. And then we've got the amp irons. And from what I figured out, and, you know, please, the forged iron would be better for somebody who knows what they're doing, or is it the other way around?
Yeah, we have two amp irons, if you will, that we just launched. The amp forged is really for better players or aspiring players, I'd say. So anyone from a, you know, scratch up to, say, a 12 or 15 handicap. And the amp forged is a nice, really nice-looking blade. So it's a smaller, you know, head than a typical cast cavity backstay. But there's a lot of forgiveness built into it. It's got tungsten in the sole and the long and mid-irons. And it's got a lot of perimeter weighting, so it's easier to hit than your typical blade. And then we have the amp iron that's really for everybody else, all avid players. That's an easier to hit club that really delivers a lot of distance because of the construction.
What's the V-skid sole?
The V-skid sole, actually, Cobra was well known for the skid sole back in the 90s on the SS iron. And we kind of brought it back and put more of a modern twist on it. So really it's about relieving the heel and the toe to improve turf interaction. And we have a lot of bounce on the leading edge. If you look at the sole of the iron, it's kind of interesting. You see a big angle from the top of the iron towards the back of the sole, and that's what we call bounce, and that's what makes the iron easy to hit.
Uh-huh.
The problem is, as you add more and more bounce, you start to raise the leading edge off of the ground, and so what we do is we create a little cavity on the back of the sole, and that helps get that leading edge back down close to the ground. So it's a really good combination of versatility and forgiveness with the V-skid sole.
Sounds fabulous. Interesting. Thank you so much, Tom Priest, Vice President of Cobra Golf Research and Development, for being on the show. There's a demo day tomorrow at Pearl Country Club, where I am, for the Hawaii Pearl Open. And all of these products will be available for you to check out. You can come and see amp technology. Look at it, feel it, and probably even test it out to see if it works for you. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're at the 34th Hawaii Pearl Open at the beautiful Pearl Country Club You got to come out and see. This is a gorgeous day. It's really beautiful in Hawaii. The weather forecast, well, it's going to be one of those partly sunny with a few showers just to keep it cool. Slight chance of a shower on the leeward side, which is where we are. The high today between 77 and 82. The trades are back, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Absolutely fabulous day. Tiger Woods met with the media. They do that. The pre... event media Q&As that they have with the reporters that follow, like Karen Krause. She was on the show a little while ago, and he was talking. It was very interesting how he kind of opened up and actually mentioned some of his kids at times. And during the Q&A, Tiger was asked if he was noticing anything that might make you feel like you're aging. You know, just... It was a question he initially didn't want to answer, but then he decided, everybody laughed, and then he answered the question.
There's no doubt. I mean, it is what it is. I don't recover quite as well. I know that I'm sore quite often, just about every day when I'm playing with my kids. They're not very tall yet, and bending down there, and playing with them and building things and coloring and doing all those different things, that's pretty low to the ground. So I do get sore. Something I don't remember ever being like that. But, you know, there's also ways of training. I understand training way better than I did then. Wearing myself out for no reason at all, which we all do when we're younger. Just have to train smarter, practice smarter. Just more knowledge, really.
I just love that. You know, they're not very tall. And you have to bend down and color with them. You know, you find yourself getting into, on the ground, you're like, trying to get in there. I know exactly what he means, that there's a part of your back that just is not... We're going to talk now. Last weekend in January, the most wonderful weekend. I got to play at the Makai Golf Club. That's why if you're on Oahu, you've got to come and play at the Pearl Country Club. It's a wonderful day. You don't have to take it too seriously. You know, Tom Priest from Cobra, he takes it very seriously. Most people do who are at that level. You know, they don't have a high handicap like I do. But if you don't play that well, it's okay. You don't have to follow the rules. You just make a decision that you're not going to follow the rules. The USGA doesn't have a spy on the course that's checking out what you're doing. You know, it's okay. So if like you say, you know what, guys, I really can't tee off very well. You know, I'm not very good with the driver. In fact, I'm not very good from the tee. So just do me a favor, launch it. And I can play the short game. And Tom Freestone was wonderful at the Makai Golf Club. And that golf club is part of the St. Regis property. And I stayed at the St. Regis Princeville. And I got to tell you, it's an amazing experience. If you can treat yourself to a weekend on Kauai at the St. Regis, you wake up in the morning. Let's bring Stephanie Reed in. She's the Director of Public Relations at the beautiful St. Regis Princeville. Good morning, Stephanie.
Aloha. Good morning, Danielle.
I understand you are your family goes way back on Kauai.
It does. I'm so appreciative that, you know, my roots are here on Kauai, and I'm so happy to be representing the St. Regis Princeville.
You do... know that when you wake up in the morning, am I looking at, is it the name of the mountain, Makana?
It's Na Molokama, and you're right. I mean, the hotel is situated over Hanalei Bay. You look out over the mountain range. It's just beautiful weather today, and we're so happy that you were able to visit with us and play the Makai Golf Club. I think it was a beautiful weekend for you.
It was spectacular. This is something that a lot of people don't know, okay? The Princeville property is named after, that wasn't some person who came out of, you know, Chicago and decided to give this little piece of a Kauai, like a, you know, Prince name. Tell us the, why it's called Princeville.
Oh, certainly. It was named after the son of Kamehameha IV, Alexander Liholiho. And actually, Queen Emma and his young son Albert came to visit the Princeville area on several occasions. It was after one of those visits that the owner of Princeville, and it was actually the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Kamehameha IV, he was so happy to have them there that he renamed the area the Barony de Princeville, the City of the Prince. And it was named after young Prince Albert.
Okay, now that's the Barony?
Barony de Princeville.
You're right. Now remember folks, this is a monarchy. This wasn't a state. This was a country ruled by a monarch. And so the Barony of Princeville, I mean, it's just so perfect. And then also on that same piece of property is a Russian fort.
Yes, there is. Quite a few of them here on Kauai.
Wait a minute. There's more than one Russian fort?
There are two. There's a Fort Alexander, which is located here in Hanalei, and then another one in Waimea called Fort Elizabeth. And as you were talking, that, you know, the monarchy during that time period had alliances with several different countries around the world. And it was during that time that there was an alliance with King Kalmuali and Russia. And so it was a very interesting historical point. But yes, we actually have remnants of an old Russian fort located on the grounds of St. Regis Princeville.
Yeah, you know, as you come into the Princeville property, you're driving along, and you're wondering, sort of like, okay, the hotel is, you know, I know it's somewhere down here. It's at the very end of the road, and you drive up to the lobby, and it seems to be, like, really short, because there's not much to the front part of it, right? There's not a lot of height.
Yes, well, you actually drive into this porte-cochere, and it's fairly dramatic. The roof line is about, you know, 25 feet in height.
Oh, yes.
And then you walk into the lobby, you walk through a small corridor, and then it gets even more dramatic because it opens up to a 20-foot ceiling, and you're looking out over Hanalei Bay.
Oh, that is absolutely spectacular. There is this burst of light. A chandelier that is just spectacular. And then you, of course, you have the windows completely, so that 25 feet of windows you're looking at the bay, you're looking at the mountains, and even the reflection of the bay and the mountains. So if you're sitting outside having breakfast, you're constantly looking at the bay and the mountains, and you don't want to take your eyes off of them. That's why you need to give yourself a treat and go spend a weekend at the St. Regis Princeville. The reason I said there's not much height is because, you know, you're going to a hotel, but the hotel is built into the cliffside. So everything from the lobby down is the hotel. You can't have, you have a beautiful view no matter where you are because you're built into the cliff. It's spectacular.
You're right, Danielle. We have 251 rooms, and really, you know, we're the only St. Regis Hotel in Hawaii, and it's really our location. It's the location of the North Shore of Kauai and the beautiful community of Hanalei that makes it so very special, and our island of Kauai is what makes it very unique. And so, you know, we feel very privileged to be able to be here, to have our beautiful property there, and, you know, excited to talk with you and your listeners at the golf club and really invite you to visit us. And, of course, play on our beautiful Makai golf course that was completely renovated in 2009. And you know, just really appreciate that you brought us on this morning.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk more. I'm going to have the general manager, Alex Nakajima, from the Makai Golf Club. He's going to definitely tell us about playing there because I had a wonderful round of golf. But before you go, Stephanie, I want to thank everybody at St. Regis for protecting the Shearwaters, the Newells, and the Hawaiian Petrels. That is a wonderful thing that you do, because these birds, they need to fly. The fledgling birds have to fly, right, to the ocean, between the ocean and land, and they're distracted by light, and you've made accommodations, and I really want to thank you and everybody at St. Regis, all of the people who have been trained in how to handle the young birds as they make that flight. It's very cool. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We take our responsibility very seriously during the shearwater season. And, I mean, we have education pamphlets. All of our guests receive a booklet, the chairs, you know, just the migration of the shearwater season, what they need to do to protect them. And so I really appreciate that comment, Daniel. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome, and thank you again.
Okay, aloha, and we are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
So I was sitting in my office feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinning do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation? Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Room Glass Tinting.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed, with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the show. Norihiko Furusho and Hiroyuki Naito are tied for the lead going into round two here at the 34th Hawaii Pearl Open, hosted by, of course, the Pearl Country Club, which is exactly where I am, overlooking Pearl Harbor, all three locks, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place to spend the morning with Guy Yamamoto, the head professional here. And we have a fabulous leaderboard. People from the Japan Tour, from Korea. We have people from the West Coast. We have a huge population from here in the islands, from all of the islands that come together and make the trip to the Pearl Open regularly. This is the 34th, and this is something that they won't miss. This is it's the beginning of Hawaii's season, wouldn't you say, Guy?
Oh, yeah, I think so, definitely.
It's the beginning of the tour season. We have a huge schedule that we play here in the islands.
I think the competition is ready to go. You know, February, they had all winter to get their new toys at Christmas.
You know, when people are listening and they're going, you guys get to play all year long.
But they have to visualize the season, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it rains a little bit over here. Just a little wet. So we were talking with Cobra about all the different products that they've got coming out. Their amp, their drivers, their irons, their bafflers. I had last weekend, I was talking with Jerry King about all the TaylorMade products that are coming out. How many of the different vendors are going to be at Demo Day tomorrow?
I believe this year we have five. So Cleveland, Nike, Titleist, Cobra will be here, Yonex, and Taylor. Six of them.
Six. So we have, and then we just had the PGA show. So all of these are the new, this is the new stuff.
I think a lot of those things that you've been seeing in the print ads as well as on TV are going to be here on Sunday.
Yeah. And when it's the demo day, it's hands-on. You get to...
Definitely. Get to check it out, feel it.
Play with it. Hit with it. I see guys get on those things, it's like they can take a hold of a club. He's never going to move. Yeah.
But it's a great time to try it out. I think the event, the development of those adjustable clubs.
Oh, yeah.
And the reps are very knowledgeable about how their product works, what makes it work, and a good chance to see it. You know, you see the picture, now you can get in there, put your hands on it, and see if it's the one for you.
And the reps who are the they go to the mainland. They're part of the research and development arm, so they get all the information. They're very knowledgeable, and they're able to then tell you, okay, show me your swing. Let's work on what you do, you know? And if you come to a demo day over and over again, you get to know the person who reps the different products. They get to know you, right?
Correct. They'll see you swing more than once and get a better feel. Sometimes hitting 10, 15 balls is not a good measure, but you yourself know what your game's like, and you come up and you hit some balls, and they'll ask you a question like, well, normally you fade the ball or hook the ball and... high trajectory, low trajectory,
exactly.
Looking for distance or accuracy.
Yeah.
And they kind of tune it in from there.
Yeah, and so if I get like 10 more yards on the driver just trying it out, I'm going to go, yeah, you know, this is really working for me.
I think the clubs are able to get you 10 more yards nowadays.
Some of those guys are getting like 30. I mean, Dustin Johnson are just sending it out, and Gary Woodland, they're all dialing their game back.
Correct. I think for them, they've trying to hit a specific distance instead of as far as they can, because they hit it so far, they're afforded the luxury of saying, well, I hit my pitch wedge a little better than I hit my approach wedge, so I want to be in that 110-yard zone versus if I get too close, and then I've got to hit maybe a three-quarter sand wedge or something. They're looking to hit a shot that they can fully accelerate through and hit it fairly accurate.
And at the same time, maybe even dial back how much they put into the driver, because if they put too much, it's gonna, it doesn't work. Gary Woodland, when I was talking with him, said he needed to adjust his driver so that he didn't hit it as far, because he didn't have control at that distance.
Correct.
And you can, you're not a long drive competition guy. You're trying to put the drive where you want it to go. The only person I know who could do that in recent history and recover from a bad drive was Tiger Woods.
Correct. Tiger's quite the escape artist.
He doesn't have, I don't think he has those skills the way he used to. What do you think?
I think he's just got to find it and get into a groove again.
You think it's still inside him somewhere?
I think so.
You do?
Too good of a talent not to have it.
You know what I love about it? People who listen on the mainland, they're like, God, you guys, what's up with Tiger Woods? They don't understand that this whole state is very big on Tiger, aren't we?
I think so. I think everybody wants to see him do good. It's tough, injury, and, the off-course issues, besides that. Who cares
already?
Yeah, in golf, you always, being part of the gentleman's game, I think you always want to root for the underdog, and someone who's not doing as well as you think they should be doing, I think it's always nice to root for them. So
everybody I talk to here, everybody wants Tiger to do well. And I don't think that there was a Forbes magazine article that came out that said 60% of the respondents don't like Tiger. Well, they didn't come here. So our leaderboard, I just am thrilled that Hiroyuki Naito is at the top of the leaderboard. He is a golf writer and blogger. He has been in this field for 12 years, and he's going to have lots to write about. The feeling of being number, in contention, leading with Norihiko Furusho, Dan Kupfer is tied for third with Jai Ho Kim. And tied for fifth is Spencer Shishido with Zach Bixler, Nick Mason, Keiichiro Fukubori. And tied for ninth, we have John Oda, Dong Sub Meng, Cheng Wan Han, Mark Hubbard, Hidemasa Hoshino, Shugo Imahira, Jun Won Park. It's just, I wanted to do that, just so you can see. You talk about globalization of golf, it's like right here on this sheet. And not only Dave Eichelberger, yes, he's playing. He probably doesn't want you to know that he had a 77 yesterday. He's tied for 71st with a lot of guys who had a difficult day, including David Ishii. I'm sure Casey Nakama's not happy with his round. Probably Andrew Feldman either, or Parker McLaughlin. They'd all love to be high. Ed Tischler, you know, Kevin Hayashi. It was a very interesting round yesterday. Started off benign. Everybody could have had whatever they wanted. It was a gorgeous day. Tell us about how round one went.
I think in the morning it was nice and calm. A little chilly yesterday morning. And
it was lovely, wasn't it?
Little sweater type weather, or in Hawaii it's heavy jacket weather. But
we are so spoiled.
And in the afternoon, the winds picked up, dried out the course a little bit, made the conditions play a little faster. I think tee shots were going probably a little farther, as well as putts.
Mr. Naito, who's tied for the lead, he was asked, you know, in the afternoon, because he was playing in the afternoon, had a later tee time, why did you do so good in the wind when everybody else didn't? And he just had a smile on his face, and he said, because I like the wind. What do you have to do? How do you learn to like the wind?
I think the wind magnifies your errors. You know, for golfers, I think everyone knows, if you fade the ball, if it's windy, your fade might grow a little bigger to slice. And I think you just need to manage your game. I mean, it's a lot easier said than done, of course, but know your what you're capable of, and play within your game. You know, don't do anything that's beyond, especially in the wind.
In the wind, yes. That you're capable of.
And I think it's a mental attitude as well.
Ah.
Being positive. I like the wind versus, oh my God, it's windy.
It's windy. I'm not going to do well.
Yeah.
How do you keep the ball down? I mean, I imagine the best thing to do is to play as low to the ground as possible so that you don't let that wind be a factor.
I think the evolution of golf equipment has changed some of that. Golf balls spin less on full shots, meaning like a driver. They have less revolution. It's something you can learn at demo day. But the driver spins less. Consequently, the ball doesn't turn as much, or maybe upshoot as much. And we talked about fitting your equipment. I believe golf balls are falling into that equation as well. Finding a golf ball that matches your game. If you're a hard hitter, you find a ball that doesn't spin as much. And if you're one that needs a little more distance, you can find one that maybe has a little more burst off the face. You know, of course, within the limits of the rules. But
within limits of the rules. Yeah.
But finding a game that matches. I think you know, various manufacturers have advertising about your swing speed. And they measure that at demo day as well, you know, how fast your ball flies and how fast your club travels. And those things equate as far as being able to compress the ball and get maximum energy transfer and all those kind of good things. And golf ball fitting and club fitting, and they try to get all those together. And you can get the toughest game, I think, on one of the toughest games you can play, a little more under control.
Under control. The when you go into a pro shop and you look at the golf balls that are available, it is perplexing. Bridgestone has some interesting golf balls coming out. They're very high on. But so does everybody, including TaylorMade. TaylorMade has the whole Rocket Balls line, right? Why don't we give away to the ninth caller, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I don't care where you are. Just call, okay? You're going to get in. We've got a sleeve, because we're going to give away two sleeves in the next 20 minutes. I think that's how much time. Oh, not even. We have a few more minutes to the show. 808-296-5467. You need to be the ninth caller, and we're at the 34th Hawaii Pearl Open, where you can discover everything there is about equipment. Plus, there is a tent sale. Ladies and gentlemen, come on over, because there's going to be this, well, right now in the pro shop, 40% off. And I was in the pro shop. I was admiring some of the nice things that you have in the pro shop. Yes, so I'm going to be in the pro shop. I've got things on reserve so I can go try them on.
Very good.
Yeah,
thank you.
I will come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the show. Congratulations to Len Nakahara, our first winner. Let's do it again. 296-5467, 808-296-5467. You win a sleeve. I'm being so chintzy. A sleeve of Rocket Balls, TaylorMade's brand new golf clubs. 808-296-5467. And congratulations to Len Nakahara, our first winner. LPGA is opening the new season. The architect, Mary Armstrong, gave me a very nice wrap-up of what they're doing at Royal Melbourne. LPGA season opens this weekend in Australia, and they're playing at the Royal Melbourne. Only minor variations from what the men played last November. This event's been around since 1974, but it's the first year as an LPGA-sanctioned event. Now, as Mary says, it's very rare for the ladies to get to play the best venues. U.S. Open at Oakmont, Carnoustie, the Women's Rico British Open last year, the old course at St. Andrews in 07. This composite course is 12 holes from the west, the rest from the east. It certainly ranks with those layouts. One alteration from the version the men played is to revert to the traditional composite layout, which included the par 3 4th from the east instead of the par 3 16th. And the other, and perhaps biggest alteration, is to restore the traditional 18th hole to its classic finishing spot. Okay, the fairways are ample. The greens, their surrounding contours, their bunkers, not just demanding, as she put it, downright vexing. And if you'd like to see the pros struggle, as she does, she says, you'll want to tune in to Golf Channel. Now, the third round is already in the bag. Jessica Korda is in the lead. She's from the U.S. Nikki Campbell, an Aussie. And So Young Yu are tied for second with Hong Kyung So. So we've got a great leaderboard, and of course, a lot of women from the U.S. are working on getting up at the top of that leaderboard. Ronald, congratulations. You are our next winner from Maui. And that's why I wanted to do it, because I wanted somebody from the neighbor islands to get chance for win. And Ronald on Maui has just done that. We'll be in touch with you later during the show. Here we are at the beautiful Pearl Country Club. It is the 34th Hawaii Pearl Open. And Guy Yamamoto is with me, the head professional here. Guy, what do you look forward to whenever the Pearl Open is happening?
I think we have so many returning players, so it's always nice to see old friends come into the golf course, and as well as we make new friends. So in the spirit of the golf game, you know, it's a great time for all of us, a lot of hard work, but it's very rewarding to see when they shoot good scores and just have a good time enjoying themselves here.
Yeah, I was watching the grounds crew staff. They were mowing the lawn this morning. What time did they get here to start doing the greens?
We have neighbors, so we try to be kind to them and not start too early. But they get here about 5. But things that sometimes the public doesn't see, like yesterday afternoon after the final group made the turn, we began cutting the fairways. So about 5 o'clock yesterday, they're mowing fairways and doing some other things that are necessary but are unseen.
Yes. And how many volunteers do you have?
On the grounds crew, we have 19 gentlemen that work there. And their job is to take care of every square inch of this golf course. And it's a tough job. Like we talked about the weather, we don't have any control over it. And in their case, they have to manage growing the grass and doing things around the weather, and those things dictate maybe perhaps when they can fertilize. 19 gentlemen that work there, and their job is to take care of every square inch of this golf course, and it's a tough job. Like we talked about the weather, we don't have any control over it, and in their case, they have to manage growing the grass and doing things around the weather, and those things dictate maybe perhaps when they can fertilize or when bunch of
openings here. I mean, could you come over and intern under?
You know, I think the intern program is something that's done through the golf course or the Golf Course Superintendents Association.
Excellent.
And so I think if you want to become a green superintendent, you would probably look into the GCSAA website, and I'm sure they have something along those lines.
I know. I'm sure there are kids who would like to do something like that. They'd like to get into the business, and they don't know how to do it. That's how I got into radio. Worked for free for a long time. You know, I was also in college, but it was just something I did on the side, you know, and then you discover your passion. You find out whether it really is what you want to do. And I think it's a really good program that they have for young people.
Well, you're very good at radio.
Oh,
and I'm sure
if
we were to put you in the intern program for golf.
Hey, it was just something I did on the side, you know, and then you discover your passion. You find out whether it really is what you want to do. And I think it's a really good program that they have for young people.
Well, you're very good at radio.
Oh,
and I'm sure if we were to put you in the intern program for golf.
Hey, for game and how to improve and watch. Do me a favor. When you come and watch, take a really close look at the pre-shot routine. I mean, that's something that you can really learn watching a professional. You can understand what that word means. It's difficult to explain it on the air. But pre-shot routine is really important, and you'll see it when you watch the professionals. We have to wrap up the show. It's already over.
That was quick.
I know. It's always too fast.
But Tournament will be here again next year, and we look forward to having
you. I'll be back.
Yourself and Rick. And
the golf. I know. It's always too fast.
But Tournament will be here again next year, and we look forward to having
you. I'll be back.
Yourself and Rick. And
fast. It when you watch the professionals. We have to wrap up the show. It's already over.
That was quick.
I know. It's always too fast.
But Tournament will be here again next year, and we look forward to having
I'll be back.
Yourself and Rick. And
the sheet metal, when you need a roof, flashing gutters, doesn't matter. They make it. Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, for your concert, for your special event. That's right. Get the Star Team on your property. And thank you to the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, anchored by the beautiful, legendary Black Rock. You can always hear us at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, for your concert, for your special event. That's right. Get the Star Team on your property. And thank you to the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, anchored by the beautiful, legendary Black Rock. You can always hear us at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Aloha.
Now more.